And we're live. Well, we're recorded, but live in a set. We're live right now, but if you're watching this, this is a recording.
Record, but so what does that mean? Is it live? It's half recorded, half live.
I don't think that's right at all. It's the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock Hunter with you again. Let's get to it. It's time for fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. Do what you want with it. We don't care. That's it's your choice. We did never watch this again or watch it every single day. I don't care.
Hell with it.
Okay. Do you want to do? Let's do this one. No American has ever died outside of the Earth's atmosphere. The three people who did die were Russian cosmonauts on the Soyuz 11 in 1971. It depressurized and killed them, which sounds like a terrible way to go, by the way.
You know, space in its own entity is terrifying.
Yeah.
You know, and just thinking about it, it's terrifying. Now imagine going up there and something going wrong. You know, like here's the thing. I'm out in the middle of, like you say, like Singer Lake, right? In my kayak, where I could literally just jump out and swim to the edge and be fine.
Yep.
But something goes wrong out there, I tend to freak out a little bit. Oh God, am I gonna die? Like, dude, imagine floating around in space.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden that alarm goes off. Like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do? Yeah. You can't swim to the edge there.
No. Every little thing that could go wrong, whether it's radiation, the cabin being depressurized, a little tiny rock like this big could come flying through the cabin and strike you in the face. You could be out doing a spacewalk, fixing something, and your cord could snap off. See you later.
Yeah.
Space is terrifying. All right.
Well, it kind of reminds me of that image of remember the movie Gravity? Sorry, I've gotten you off real quick. Remember the movie Gravity with was it George Clooney?
George Clooney and Sandra Bullock, right?
Yeah. And that shot where he's just kind of floating away into space.
Yeah, he sacrifices himself to save her.
My God, dude, that's terrifying.
Yeah. Well, see, now that wouldn't be too bad because you'd eventually just run out of oxygen. It's not that, you know. I mean, it still sucks, but and you're just going to get, my hat keeps going crooked. Yeah. Like running out of oxygen. Eventually you're just going to fall asleep and never wake up. That's what it is. Right. But, it'd still be terrifying just sitting there like,
just looking around. There's nothing else but blackness.
Really? You know? That fucking Sandra Bullock. Let me go. That bitch.
Damn it, Sandra. But hey, there's just something weird and lonely about space. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, man.
But here's what's crazy, though, Hunter, is that in our lifetime, space travel, in a sense, is very much on the table.
Absolutely.
In a sense, where you and I could take a weekend trip up to the moon. Like, I mean, and maybe not till the near the end of our life, you know, here. But, dude, that is 100% on the table now at this point.
Just imagine this. All right, so it's coming to vacation time. We got our money saved up. Where should we go? Vegas this year? Are we going to Florida? No, let's go to the moon.
Let's go to the fucking moon. Yeah.
That being an option is just wild to even think about.
Really, it's not completely out of the question that you and I could broadcast from outer space. Whoa. You know what I mean? Think about that. Yeah. Think about that. Let's say we got 30 years in this industry. If we don't get shit canned, which we should probably any day now. So think about it. 30 years, we could be doing a broadcast from outer space.
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing it from my basement right now. Hell, what's another 200,000 miles away?
Yeah. You know? What do you think it would take? Would there be a need to set up anything on the moon where it would become more touristy?
People got to be entertained, Brock. Are we entertaining? That's the question.
Yeah.
Are we entertaining? So somebody's got to have entertainment when they're hanging out on the moon.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean for us. I mean for it to actually take for people to actually. we're going to have our own studio on the moon where we broadcast for all the tourists there. That's where you're going. But because it is, it's still crazy to think about because right now they are selling trips to space. Like it's like $200 million, maybe not that much, or like $200,000 or I can't remember. But people now, rich people are buying chances to go up into outer space. Take those private flights.
Sorry, hang on.
You can't even figure out your phone. Like they're going to put you in a spacecraft.
Damn it, dude. What's going on here? Sorry. I got to hold it, I think. This mount sucks.
Just don't drop it.
I'm not wearing pants either. All right, here we go.
You got it? Good enough?
I think so.
Don't move. Nobody move. So I don't know. Maybe it's too far-fetched yet for us to even truly imagine being able to take trips out there. Maybe eventually it'll be easy enough for us to buy your own little thing that gets you into the outer orbit. I don't know. I honestly don't
space.
Fucking know.
It's going to be a space elevator. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I'm more interested in exploring the ocean than I am space.
I was going to ask you that actually. Hang on. Yeah. God dang it. This is
Christ.
Thing.
This is just horrible.
Now the mic's backwards. God dang it, dude. Hang on.
We just had to do video.
Dude, it's so ridiculous. Come on.
You're so close to the microphone. Now it's like you're in my ear whispering.
What is going on? Hang on.
You need to go to Five Below and buy another stand.
Something, dude. It's just not staying. God dang it. All right. I'll hold it. We need to wrap this up because I can't hold this that long.
Your little arms are gonna be shaking.
Yeah, they are. You see the camera? Those are my arms.
But you've been working out, man. Okay. Well, we'll kind of end on this thought because to me, not that space isn't cool. I honestly would be more interested in like hopping into a like submarine and going down like to the Mariana Trench. Mariana Trench.
I was going to ask you that question. I'm like, would you rather be in a small, tight space up in space or a small, tight space at the bottom of the ocean?
See, I think exploring the ocean, not so much to the point where it's like, all right, we're going to the deepest, darkest point, but even being able just to like hop into a sub and go, you know, or maybe go to like a hotel under, you know, like 200 feet under, like that, I think would be more interesting to me than just floating around in space. But, you know,
I don't know. Either one is terrifying to me. So I'm good. I'm good on both. Both of them are terrifying to me.
No, for sure. And honestly, too, dude, after watching that fucking video with the UFO video of that thing hopping down into the ocean, remember that one we talked about?
Yeah.
It's, all right. This might be
sketchy down there.
Yeah, a little sketchy. Do all the things we've seen, like that one weird, like three-story tall, like, what was that? You remember what I'm talking about? It's like a squid or something.
Oh, yeah. The giant squid.
Yeah. There was video of it done from like a deep rig or deep water oil rig, and like you show the camera and it starts at the legs and then it's like okay where's the head, and then it just keeps going up, and then all of a sudden
keeps going.
Alien head, dude.
It's wild. I'm telling you, it is wild, dude. And there's so much stuff down there that I don't know what.
Maybe that's why space would be a little less terrifying, because could you imagine pitch dark, all you got is like these headlights, and all of a sudden this thing just comes swimming up. Get it out of here.
Yeah, I'm good on that, man. I like the basement. I'm gonna continue hanging out down here. If there is any sea creatures in my basement, I'll let you know, but I think I'm safe. So
you're stuck with a murder cat, so that might be dangerous.
It's bad enough. All right.
So coming in the year 20. Let's see. 2050, Brock and Hunter broadcasting from the moon.
You heard it here first,
folks. We'll do this shitty show up in space. It won't sound any better. All right, folks, that's going to do it for you here on the After Show podcast. Another fact and opinion. We will see you next time right here for more Brock and Hunter.